Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It always amazes me how quickly the first Tuesday of every month comes along.
Yes, it's our chance to see Mike McNamara again, the co-founder, the executive director, and we just found out rapper. I didn't know that until we just found that out about you, Mike. That's crazy.
That's from the old days. No, yeah. Mom, don't worry. I'm not a rapper.
You're not
there will be
give
no
this
rapping.
Up to be a rapper?
Never.
You have brought two guests with you, Mike. Please introduce them.
Sure. Well, tonight at the Midwest Independent Film Festival, you know, we are all about films that are made in Chicago and the Midwest. This one is 100% Chicago. It's called The View from Tall, and it's actually the first film for these two co-directors and for this lead actress. So we have co-director Erica Weiss here and lead actor Amanda Drinkall.
Hi, Erica. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Thank you very
Hi.
Much for being here.
Thanks.
We're almost tired of saying this, Erica, but it needs to be said, and I'm looking forward to the day that it doesn't need to be said anymore. There aren't enough women directors, so why do you want to be a director in films?
Well, it's true, and actually, especially with Caitlin and I as a directing team, there are almost no—you can't really name many, if any, working female directing teams in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I think right now, especially, it's never been more important to work on parity and gender parity in the film community. Female stories need to be told,
sure.
And they need to be told to a broad audience, and that perspective just needs to be at the forefront right now. We have to really grab the narrative and showcase female stories as stories that are human and universal. So I think it's a really important time for that. And Caitlin and I have been working in theater. Caitlin writes for television. She writes for Supergirl on the CW.
Mm-hmm.
So moving into feature film was a natural step for us and another way for us to join our voices and get them out into the world.
Tell us a little about The View from Tall.
So The View from Tall started as a play by the same name. It was the first play that Caitlin ever wrote when she was 18 years old. It was also the first thing that she and I ever worked together on. We met at the theater school at DePaul University.
Mm-hmm.
We did a production of it in school. It premiered off Broadway at the Cherry Lane because it won the National Young Playwrights Festival.
Wow.
So it came from an 18-year-old perspective at the time. But it was the thing that bonded us and the thing that brought us together as a team. We'd been working together since then for the better part of the last 12, 13 years. When it came time to, we really thought that we should make a movie. The reason that we decided to make The View from Tall is we really wanted to tell the story again from a different angle now, being in our 30s. And we specifically wanted to make something here. The play was not really set in any particular city. It was a three-person play. And we wanted to do the film with Michael Patrick Thornton, who is the lead actor in the movie. In the play, his character was never written as a disabled character, but we loved his voice so much in the role from an emotional point of view. His voice was just so right,
mm-hmm.
that we decided we needed to rewrite the role, tailor it to him specifically, and get it made here in Chicago with as many people from our community as possible.
So the script is altered a little bit.
It's altered a fair amount,
yeah.
To open up his story and his backstory and allow for his story to be a part of how we bring these characters together,
mm-hmm.
without, I hope, without really making it too much of an issue. It's just part of who he is and part of what he brings to the table.
Give us a little bit of the story of what goes on in The View from Tall.
The View from Tall is about Justine, who is 17 years old. She's a senior in high school, and she is suffering the fallout at home, at school, and personally of having been caught having an affair with her high school English teacher. She is sent by her parents to therapy as a way of avoiding having charges brought against the teacher. And meets Douglas, her therapist, who is a disabled man who uses a wheelchair, and they wind up surprisingly getting each other through the worst year of each of their lives, in ways that sort of blur the lines of what is and isn't appropriate, is what I will say. And the film asks us to wrestle with that friendship and that relationship.
And Amanda, this is your Amanda Drinkall is here as well, the lead actress, actor. You look 17 years old in this movie. You're not 17 years old, I take it.
I'll be 17 if you want me to be.
But in reality, you're in your 50s. So to be that old and play
she
a character.
Looks great.
Impressive.
A lot of moisturizer. Yeah.
We were talking off the air. You've done a lot of theater. Go ahead and mention some of the theater you've done.
Yeah, this is my first movie. Right now I'm in a show up at Northlight called By the Water. I just finished King Charles III, a Chicago Shakes. I've worked at the Goodman and Steppenwolf and Victory Gardens. I've been
Get to the
Chicago.
Good ones. What are the good ones?
Those are the good ones. They're the good ones.
And how different was this?
It really, Erica is, and Caitlin as well, they're really good at directing. So it made it a lot easier for me, especially, I felt, kind of bridging the gap between film and stage work. It's really pretty similar. It's just a lot smaller. You don't have to worry about getting all those emotions to the back of the house. You're just getting across the room to the person next to you.
Is it weird not having a large audience that reacts to what you're doing? I guess you can look at the director's face as things are going on, but there's some kind of instant gratification when you're doing it up on
Definitely.
A stage as opposed to filming.
Yeah, on stage there is that kind of instant gratification, like you said, and kind of checking in with the audience all the time. But then in film, you're just surrounded by people with machines looking at you. So I guess you kind of use them as your audience. But that also is helpful kind of then just kind of blocking out the idea of needing an audience and really being able to connect with your partner. And Michael is such a great scene partner. He really made it easy.
The tone of the film is obviously, because we know the subject matter, it's kind of somber. Is the set always somber? Do you want to keep things a little on the downside when
Oh, wow. Nope.
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 It's
we had fun. We had a good time.
Mike is probably the least somber person I've ever met, maybe.
Yeah.
He's... he made it a lot of fun.
Good. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Isn't its first time in Chicago, correct?
Right, yeah. It's screened a couple other times earlier this year, but tonight is going to be the big screening. We're going to have a lot of the cast and crew there. Michael Patrick Thornton will be there. Producer Mary Kay Cook will be there. Several other members of the cast and crew. And it looks like we're going to have a jam-packed house for tonight as well, which should be great. We've got about 10, 15 tickets left. So just head to MidwestFilm.org and buy them. And then tonight, 6 o'clock is when doors open at Midwest Independent Film Festival. Our pre-show gets going. We have a panel at 6:30. It's our investors panel.
Yeah.
These are all folks that invest in films. Some have invested in a ton of films. Some have not invested yet. Mm-hmm. We have a person driving up from Champaign, Illinois. Very successful car dealership franchises down there. And she's looking to get into investing in independent films. And then at the other end of the spectrum, we have Bobby Schwartz, who's invested in films with Jessica Biel and Ray Liotta and things like that. So it's going to be that full spectrum of just kind of a back and forth about what draws you to invest in a film, what kind of maybe does the opposite. And then at 7:30, right after that, will be The View from Tall, and it's going to be a great time.
We'll come back and discuss more of this. If you'd like to jump in, 312-981-7200 will get that done. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN, along with Mike McNamara, co-founder and executive director of the Midwest Independent Film Festival. His guests are Amanda Drinkall, the lead actress in The View from Tall, and Erica Weiss, who is the co-director of that film. It's showing tonight at the Midwest Independent Film Festival. Go to MidwestFilm.com. All the information's there. We talked about how there's not enough women directors in the film business. Most of the staff, most of the crew on this film were women, right?
We had 85% female crew heads and department heads, and the entire set and crew is 60% female on this show. So
it's so sad that I think there aren't all these women to do all that in the business, but there are.
There absolutely are. And, you know, but you will see a lot of films where you may see only one female crew head, and it's usually wardrobe, you know, makeup wardrobe. But there's so much talent out there. It in no way was it a sacrifice to make that kind of decision. Really important, and I think for everyone on set, the first time they'd ever worked in an environment like that, which is also a shame, but it's a real point of pride for us, and it made for an incredible experience.
Usually on a shoot, the director is the arbitrator and the decider of almost everything. So on a film where there's two directors, how did you come up with an agreement on anything you disagree about?
We share a brain.
Oh, you do?
We've been working together for so
it's
long.
It's true. You'd be surprised. Yeah.
We've been working together, as I said, for the better part of the last 13 years. So we really came together initially and continue to work together with a shared vision. We've done plays together. We have a TV pilot in development. So it was a natural progression, I think, to wind up co-directing. There are things that we may go back and forth on in terms of how we decide to do something. Never a disagreement on what we're trying to do. So we're both working towards
never?
The same goal. Really not. I mean, it's maybe it's surprising, but it's true. We have something that we want to say as a team, and what we always say about our conflicts is, you know, we may go back and forth, we may disagree. In the end, we know that one of us is right, and so we're going to agree in the end.
Yeah.
Is that how you two settle it?
Yeah,
is that how you two settle it?
Or sometimes we thumb wrestle. Magic 8-ball.
We thumb wrestle or magic 8-ball. Yeah, that's how we do it.
We told everyone on set and the cast and crew that if they had talked to one of us, they should consider that they've talked to both of us.
Oh, wow.
And that's how it felt, too. Nice. As an actor, you would get direction from one day, and then the next day, Caitlin would be given direction, and then the next day, Erica would be given direction. And yeah. It was really fluid the way they worked together.
Excellent.
They're a great pair.
If you had an extra $100,000 in your budget, what would you have done differently with the movie?
What a question,
yes.
Bill.
You know. Bill bringing it today.
Bill won the thumb wrestle on that one.
That's a great question, and I'm really happy that the answer is not much.
Great.
Not
wow.
much different. It was, I mean, maybe we would have had more time. You know, we shot the film in 17 days, so mm-hmm. more time, more resources, so people, you know, didn't have to stretch as much. But in terms of the film that we made, the one that you'll get to see tonight, that's the movie we intended to make.
Yeah. A lot of times, Mike, when we talk about the films that are shown at the festival, mm-hmm. there's other ways to see the film. They're on Netflix or there's some other way to see it. Right. Not tonight, correct?
This is it. This is the one. If you want to see this film, this is the only way that you're going to be able to see it at this point. Now, down the road, 6, 8, 9 months down the road, it'll probably pop up on some other, have a national
months,
release.
But...
6 months, 3 months, you never know. And when that happens, they're going to come back on and tell you all about it.
That's
but
right.
for tonight, this is the one chance to see this film. Because we do, it is so much harder these days to get people into the theater. Mm-hmm. I literally texted a friend the other day and was like, buy this documentary. It just came out. $5. He's mm-hmm. like, is it going to be on Netflix? And I'm like, buy this stupid, just
worth it.
Come right. out to the theater. You know, right. so it's, you know, people are such a, we're a little more passive with all that. But
yeah.
tonight, it is time. Book your babysitter, cancel your plans, do whatever you got to do, but come to Landmark Century Center Cinema, 6 o'clock, right at 2828 North Clark, and come enjoy this wonderful, wonderful film.
The View from Tall. That's
it.
The name of it.
100% Chicago made. Come see it if you live in Chicago.
Perfect.
Yay.
Mike, thank you. Amanda, thank you. Erica, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with everything. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.